Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Different Strokes for Different Folks, to find common ground and take it to the next level with David Clark here on Blog Talk Radio. Each week, the show will encourage you to keep an open mind and prepare to open the door to new understandings. We will have an exciting array of diverse guests who will point up the fact that we are all spiritual beings having a human experience. Now your host, David Clark.
Welcome to Different Strokes for Different Folks, where we will indeed be finding common ground and taking it to the max level. I'm your host, David Clark. I'm a spiritual adventurer, and I suggest you become the same. When you keep an open mind, not only will you open the door to new understandings, but you'll come to see that despite our seeming differences, we're all basically the same. This way, you can find common ground so that you can relate rather than compare yourself to others. Now, tonight, it's my pleasure to welcome back Bob Lancer. He's a full-time professional author and a spiritual wisdom teacher and healer for four decades. He's personally consulted with the likes of Wayne Dyer, Deepak Chopra, Neil Donald Walsh, Marianne Williamson, Miguel Ruiz, Stephen Covey, and others. Bob's best-selling books, which have been published in several countries and languages, include Lighten Up, Harness the Power of Happiness to Create the Life You Want, Parenting with Love Without Anger or Stress, The Soulmate Process, How to Apply Ancient Wisdom to Find Your Soulmate, and The Kabbalah Cards, which are a set of wisdom divination cards based on the Kabbalah Tree of Life. In addition to writing and speaking around the world, Bob hosted his own Life Wisdom radio show on WSB Radio Broadcasting over AM radio to over 35 states for 15 consecutive years. To learn more about Bob, I'm going to give you his websites in just a minute, so get your pens and pieces of paper handy. But I'm first going to tell you what Bob is going to be doing tonight. He's either going to give a Kabbalah life reading or a spiritual emotional healing session using the method. And let me explain what those are. The Kabbalah life reading will provide you with messages from your soul level for practical life guidance. The method, which is the spiritual or emotional healing and emotional healing, it's a powerful process for releasing blocks to soul harmony. As these blocks are released, we permit more of the beauty of eternity to manifest in our physical circumstances. The results can be physical healing, opening the flow to abundance, repairing broken relationships, discovering your life purpose, finding your right livelihood, and just pure joy. Excuse me. Bob assures us that the healing soul energy that transmits through this show can transform and uplift your spirit and your life very quickly in awe-inspiring ways. Now, his websites are on the World Wide Web. There's lovethemethod.com, and there is KabbalahWisdomPower.com. And Kabbalah is spelled C-A-B-B-A-L-A-H, KabbalahWisdomPower.com. And so with that said, let me welcome Bob. Bob, how are you tonight? Bob, just a minute, tuned into the wrong caller. Let me bring you live. There you are. How are you doing, Bob?
Okay, how are you doing? I'm doing great.
I'm doing
just wanted to mention the word Kabbalah starts with a K, not a C, as I use
it
on my website.
Did I say C?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry about that. I'm looking right at it with
okay.
A K, too.
Yeah.
Well, at any rate, so those are the two websites that you have, correct?
Correct. KabbalahWisdomPower.com and LoveTheMethod.com.
Beautiful. Well, we are getting more callers, Bob, so I don't know if you want to go right to the phone lines or if you wanted to talk for a little bit first.
Ready.
Is there? Okay.
I can go right to
our
the phone lines.
Caller.
We can get people help.
All right, let's do that. The first caller is Ann. And Ann, you are live.
Oh, hello, Bob. How are you?
Oh, Ann, I am doing wonderfully. Every single moment is an opportunity to open up to more joy. How are you doing?
I am okay, thank you.
So tell me how I can be of service tonight.
Yeah, I think I probably need a physical healing since the beginning of the year was physical problems. So,
what sort of physical problems are you dealing with?
My spine injury got worse, and I had like 3 or 4 colds. But the most thing is the spine injury that was bothering me since January.
And where have you been at emotionally around all of this?
Well, there were some stressful situations also, besides, I cannot tell you that. The life was at that.
So you've been dealing with some emotional stress, right?
Mostly in January, or probably beginning of January, but after that, injury. I'm okay now. I don't have that much stress, but I'm trying to recover, and physical therapy didn't help much.
And so are you dealing with pain? Are you immobilized by the, unable to move around? What is going on with your injuries?
Mostly
right
pain
now?
And that definitely affects the mobility as I cannot do things that I want to do.
Mm-hmm. So it's forcing you to slow down?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And, you know, this is the physical body is an instrument of the divine. And it's one of the ways that the divine guides us. So typically, if we have a problem with the physical body, whether it's pain or it's restricting our movement, and by the way, the same thing happens with money. The whole physical world is really an instrument through which the divine communicates to us. So if you're experiencing a need, your physical condition is guiding you, right? Your physical feelings, your physical sensations, like your emotions, they're really just guidance. And so you're being guided to slow down, to be still, to be internally quiet, right? To relax in order to get into a state of feeling contentment and safety and relaxation. When you resist your condition, when you go into conflict with your condition, trying to get rid of it, trying to heal it, trying to move, trying to be like you were, trying to be like you want to be, when you go in conflict with the condition, you're basically shutting out the guidance that you're being given. You know, we're not only always given the guidance we want, but we're always given the guidance that we need. And so your physical body is telling you this is a time to stop, to slow down, to meditate more, to relax more, to get more centered, to find inner peace, so that you're not even conscious of the physical body's ailments. You're so deeply at peace. Is this making sense to you at all?
Yes, probably. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So you relate to your physical body as a communication device. It's just giving you guidance. And when you're following the guidance, you feel peace. Your life is flowing. When you're not following the guidance, you experience conflict, opposition, frustration, and resistance. So as you accept the lesson of the body, as you accept its guidance, you'll start to find your body recovering naturally to the optimal level. See how it works? Mm-hmm. Sometimes people have to deal with chronic problems that don't seem to go away for a whole lifetime. But they can make tremendous change by heeding the advice of the body, by listening to the body instead of going into conflict with the body. And everybody listening right now, you can just go into the feelings in your body to see, am I in resistance to my body? Am I feeling a sense of inner conflict? Am I trying to push things? Am I forcing? Am I feeling tension? Or am I feeling myself in a state of conscious, calm, natural, low? When you're in a state of calm, conscious, natural flow on a feeling level, that means you're working with your body, not against it. That permits your body to do optimal healing, to be in its optimal condition. Okay, so try to just do that now. Just try to relax. Try to feel complete contentment. Don't even think about any problems that you have with your body. Keep your mind free of any problems. Just go into your feelings and feel peace. Now, as you try to do that, tell me what you're feeling emotionally.
Emotionally, well, I'm trying to be relaxed. Mm-hmm. Just
okay, so are you feeling calmer right now?
Yeah, I'm pretty calm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you feel centered and relaxed? Can you find any joy inside?
I think so.
Yeah, open your heart to the joy. See, when you open your heart to your joy is a very high vibration. And your joy is like a miracle energy healer on your body. But you don't want to get fixated on healing your body, on changing your body. What you want to be focusing on is cooperating with your body, is listening to your body, is living with your body instead of against your body. The more you allow yourself to relax into feelings of contentment and ease, without thinking of your condition, without thinking of any physical problems, focusing on your feelings, the more you'll find yourself going into a state of maximal recovery. That means to whatever degree in this lifetime, your soul requires your body to be in optimal condition for its fulfillment of its purpose, you will experience that. To whatever degree there are limitations, physical limitations in place, those are in place for your spiritual growth. And as you heed and listen to your body and go with it instead of against it, you'll find that your life feels absolutely perfect and that your body is really an instrument to help you to grow. So in my coaching work that I do phone coaching, spiritual phone coaching. If you wanted something more long-term, I would work with you on a weekly basis and help you to continue to really get into that intuitive level where you're feeling acceptance and peace and harmony and ease, and we open your heart to more and more joy. But this is what to practice now. Right now, you should be able to feel some peace and some joy, and that is this helpful, what you've just received?
Yeah, I think it's helpful. But do you think that I will get better physically or it will be like this for a
absolutely.
Long time?
Absolutely. If you follow what I just suggested, there's absolutely no question. You will find yourself improving more and more rapidly. There's no question about it. But it won't happen if you're not listening to your body. You relate to your body as an information device. Right, it's the way God is guiding you. God is saying, stop, slow down, be still, live in contentment. You want to make sure you're looking at all of your relationships with anybody, right, and start resolving any conflicts that you're experiencing, because all conflicts manifestation conflict in the body. So wherever there's conflict, you just relax, you let go of negative judgments. You open your heart and you allow yourself to be in unconditional peace, love, and joy. There's nothing more important for you on a moment-by-moment basis than to live in unconditional peace, love, and joy. That's the work that you're working on. You're working on getting into harmony with your body, not opposition to it. And then the body itself will naturally recover to its optimal degree. And you will, without a doubt, experience improvements. And this will be a great learning experience for you because you'll notice how you cause yourself pain and discomfort by getting very, very conscious and how to adjust the way you function to live in more peace and comfort. It's all a conscious process of learning to live in your body. And, you know, we could go endlessly. We could talk about karma, we could talk about past lives, we could talk about all the, there's so many dimensions behind what's going on, right? But there may be some issues stemming from early childhood where maybe you didn't even want to be in your body because you were dealing with some painful things going on in your world. Or you might have picked that pattern up from somebody else. So, you know, there's many levels that we can go into. Just touching upon them can help you to open up. Are you comfortable and happy to be in a body? Are you comfortable and happy to be in this world on the earth?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Well, then you're way ahead of the game. Because what you want to be focusing on is that happiness that you feel. The enjoyment and the appreciation of your life as it is. Not pushing against the resistance, but accepting it. Being at peace with it, opening your heart, allowing yourself to experience more and more love, more and more joy. That's the healing energy. The ancient Greeks called that energy the Christos. That's where we get the word Christ from. That energy of inner peace and harmony and love. The Spirit of Christ was called the Comforter. So it's learning how to function in ways that are comforting to you instead of ways that cause you conflict. You look at all your reactions, you calm down, slow down. Inner peace, joy, love. Stay in those vibrations as much as you can, and you'll experience improvement. Okay?
Okay. That's great. Thank you so much, Bob.
Okay. Yes, you're so welcome, Anna. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay. All right, David? David, are you there? I'm not hearing anything.
I'm sorry, I had it on mute.
Okay.
And our next caller is Tamika. Tamika, you're live.
Hi, thank you for taking my call.
It's my pleasure, Tamika. How can I be of service to you?
I wanted to know what you see psychically with my current job, and there's someone also at my job that I was involved with. I wanted to know if you see me losing my job, like being let go anytime soon, because I feel like my boss might be out for that, or if you see me leaving on my own soon to a different job, and also if you see he and I ever getting back together. And I have his name and date of birth if you need it.
Okay, so my first question to you is, are you in love with your job?
No.
Do you feel like you're using your passions, that you're fully utilizing your gifts and your talents and your inspiration where you work?
Somewhat.
Somewhat, but is it 100%?
No.
Okay, then it's not a fit. Then it's not sustainable. Nor should you want it to be. You don't want to hold on to something that's not working, just like in a relationship. You don't want to hold on to something that's not working. So what you're designed to do, everybody has a purpose in the universe. The universe is an infinite system where everything that exists has a purpose for everything that exists. We're all interconnected. We're all interdependent. Right? So just being yourself fulfills a purpose in the universe. And that's why the universe always supports you when you live an authentic life. To the degree that you feel free to express who you truly are, to live as your authentic self, to that degree you experience abundance. That's what you were born to be, and the universe supports itself perfectly. So your support comes from being yourself. It doesn't come from your job. You might think you depend on your job for a paycheck, but you don't. What you depend upon first and foremost is being true to who you really are. And to be true to who you are means that your livelihood is defined by you doing what you truly love to do. That you're having total joy in your work. Like right now, I'm working, and this is my total joy. I'm utilizing my gifts and my talents to the fullest, right, in service of others. And as I do that, I am always perfectly supported by the universe. So to the extent that your job is does not fit you like a glove, to that extent, it's going away because it's something you really don't want. If you're clinging to it because you're afraid, it's still not left. It's not sustainable. And if it is, if you can hold on to it, it'll just increase your suffering and actually deprive you of as much support and abundance as you're capable of experiencing and receiving in life. So you can be your own psychic, and you can tell. Now, there's a couple of factors involved. So one of the factors is the job not a good fit, or are you bringing to it attitudes that don't fit? Right. So when we find ourselves, what's the answer to that? Is the job not a right fit for who you are and what you really love to do? Or are you bringing attitudes to the job that are not a good fit?
I fit is just the person who is the boss of the job is a little unprofessional, but for the most part, I enjoy the people I work with and what I do.
Okay, so then we look at another factor here. You are the creator of what happens to you. If we just look at it in terms of the law of cause and effect, right, you reap what you sow. So while it may appear to the logical mind and to appearances that someone else is in charge, like your boss is in charge of whether you stay or go, you reap your own karma. As long as you are in that job doing what you love with a positive attitude and not giving him power, because when you think that your job depends on what he does, you're taking away your power. And when you lose your power, you can lose your job. The reality is that you get what you send out, that whatever you focus on is what you create. So like you could say, well, am I going to lose my job? Well, every time you think about losing your job, that's what you're creating. Because your thoughts are creative. So in a sense, just the way that you formulated your question is suggesting a pattern of possibly giving your power away. Like you want to know what's going to happen in my future. And what's going to happen in your future is a product of what you're creating in the present. You don't have to wonder. You can be a conscious, intentional creator of your future. So how do you create the future you want? You focus on being authentically who you are, on making sure each day is filled with joy, that you're doing what you believe in, that you love what you do, and that you're not imagining any person having power over you, and that you're not imagining any outcome that you don't want. Because when you think, whatever you think about, you bring about. So we're here put on this earth to develop spiritual mastery, mastery of our creative forces, to create like God. Everybody listening is creating their own future, their own life. So you take a look at your thoughts, you take a look at what you're doing with your energy, and you ask yourself, what am I creating? And ask yourself, what do I want to create? So that takes care of the job part. Does that make sense? Did I help you with the job part? We could talk about the relationship next.
Yeah, it sort of helps me with that. I mean, that's what I bring to the job every day. I've just seen in the past the way that my boss moves. I know she's a very vindictive. She's a very vindictive person. When you stand up and are honest about you know the way you feel like you're being treated, you kind of get backlash and retaliation from her. So that's why.
Okay, so here's what you have to look at. You have to look at how you think of her. Because how you think of her is what you're experiencing. So every time you think of her as vindictive, you're creating personal conflict between the two of you. See, no one is responsible for how we think about them. How I think of another person impacts me. My life is the product of how I think. So So no one is responsible for what I do with my thoughts. So you can say all day long, yeah, but she really is vindictive. And I'll say to you, the more you think of her and see her in your mind as vindictive, the more insecure you're going to feel, the more frustrated, the more resentful, the more powerless. And then as a result of those thoughts and feelings, you're going to manifest circumstances consistent with those feelings. How you feel and how you think is creative. So you want to watch. So if I was working with you long-term on the coaching, we would, because these are all long-term processes, both callers are talking about. This is all about you developing mastery, developing skills of using your creative power efficiently instead of feeling victimized by how other people use their creative power. So watch what you think about. Avoid thinking of her as having any power over you. Right? Like it says in the Bible, it says, forgive your enemies, love your enemies, pray for your enemies. Right? So the way you think about her, if that's bringing you resentment, you need to let go of that thought. Forgive her for her weaknesses, and you'll be forgiven for yours. Don't hold anything against her. Don't join in with any talk at work that puts her down, because the pleasure of negative gossip at work is not worth the cost. What is the cost? The cost is a toxic work culture and negative repercussions in terms of our job. So you want to stay out of any negativity regarding her. You want to remember that you are the creator of what happens. Think about what you want to bring about, not what you don't want to bring about. And you'll find your employment working out just fine. One way or the other. If you lose a job, it's because there's a better one for you. If you stay in the job, it's because that's the right one for you. Being authentically who you are and living each day in as much joy and love as you can guarantees the flow of abundance in your life. You don't get your flow of abundance from your job. You get it from how authentically you live and how much joy and love you experience every day. That's your source. So now tell me about this relationship that you're concerned about.
Okay, he works there with me. We were involved since like October. I kind of felt like he was just using me to get info for the boss because he wanted to stay like, you know, in the circle, I guess, in a close to the boss type of thing. So he wanted to just get gossip from other employees by asking, by being involved with me. And like, that's the only time he would interact or engage with me. Like, he wouldn't really, after a while, just really try to communicate with me outside of work, unless it had to do with like trying to find out info for the boss. And sometimes he wouldn't even communicate with me outside of work until we got back to work. Then he would ask me through text, you know, about info about other employees for the boss. So I felt like we had something really special, and I still have feelings for him, and we still work around each other, but right now we're not talking. So I'm not sure how he feels or if we'll ever reconcile and get back together.
Okay, so the first thing you look at is the fact that you feel betrayed by him, used by him, right? Treated very, very poorly and disrespectfully by him. And you have feelings for him. Is that accurate?
Yes.
You feel used, betrayed, and treated poorly, and you want more, right?
Yeah.
Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
You want more abuse? You want more abuse?
No, I don't want more abuse. I want, you know.
So he has demonstrated that he can't be trusted, but you still love him, right?
Because when
that's okay to still love him. That's okay to still love him. You want to love everybody. I love all my exes. You never want to withhold love from yourself. You can love him all the time, but you never want to go after someone who's retreating, and you never want to go after someone who's mistreating you. So you can love him, but we're all in this life to learn how to love without attachment. You can love him, but you don't need him. You can love him and enjoy the beauty and the joy of love. That'll raise your vibration. That'll bring more good fortune to you. But if you're wanting him, and then you're not only wanting him, you're wanting him to be different than he is, that's not love. That's control. That means you're trying to cling. What people do is they cling to the wrong relationship and try to make it right because they're afraid of they don't know how to treat themselves right when they're alone. And so everybody has a perfect soulmate. One of my books is called The Soulmate Process. Everybody has a perfect soulmate out there, more than one. But it takes a certain wisdom to be able to have that person in your life. You have to be honest with yourself and recognize when you're latching on to the wrong person for the wrong reason. When you're latching on to someone out of insecurity, or you're trying to make that other person responsible for your happiness because you think, well, without him, I can't have love and joy and happiness. That's not true. With him, you can't have it. Right? Because he's already demonstrated that he has certain character weaknesses that I'm sure are not on your list of the ideal mate. So you not only want him, but you want him to change. That's not love. When you're loving, you're like God. So what is God? God is the unconditional loving support of the universe. That means that whatever a person chooses to do, God will support their choice. You can decide to be a bank robber, and God will help you to get opportunities and go in that direction. You'll get the consequences, but you'll get God's support. And then if you decide to turn your life around and stop robbing banks, God will support you there. If a person wants to be an alcoholic, God will guide them into that direction and support them in that direction. If they want to turn their life around, God will guide and support them there too. That's love. Love is when you're absolutely madly in love with someone, crazy about the person, and you have you make no effort to bring them into your life. If they want to come into your life and they want to treat you well, beautiful. You can accept it. If they're not showing any interest in coming into your life, you just let them go. You can still love them, though. Live in the joy of love. But don't give yourself a fantasy that you need him, because the right person is going to come into your life who's going to treat you like a queen. And when he looks at you, he's going to say, you are the most beautiful woman in the world, and you're going to feel like he's the most beautiful man in the world. And you're going to be in rapture from the harmony, the romantic bliss that's between you. But even when you're in that relationship, the challenges continue of not making it the other person's responsibility to keep you happy, to never burden another person with your emotional needs. So this is a preparation for you to have the kind of relationship you want. Now, as you relate to him in this way, as I've described it, he will either grow or go. That means that you're giving him the potential to raise his consciousness and to relate with you in a loving, respectful way, if that's possible for him. Sounds like he's gone pretty far down the wrong path. Sounds pretty toxic. But if there is any potential for him to turn around, it can only happen as you relate to love from a higher state of consciousness. And in my long-term coaching with people, I work and help them to prepare themselves for the kind of love they want. I have that love. And it's beautiful, but it's very, very challenging. If you think it's challenging to be alone, wait till you fall in love and experience all the insecurities that rise up with that. And it gives you a chance to purify, to cleanse your mind, to free your mind from negative visualizations, to free your heart from fear, to allow your heart to open wider and wider and wider. More and more unconditional love. Unconditional love. So you can want him, but you learn how to deal with the wanting on your own. You don't make it his responsibility to put out the fire. Is this making sense?
Yeah.
Is this helpful?
Yeah.
Yeah, so you're feeling like you're seeing the truth, right?
Yeah.
It may not be what you wanted to hear, right? But this is the real deal. This is the real deal. This is how the process works. So now you understand how to have your dream companion, and now you understand how to have your dream job. And if I can be of any further support, one of the things I always offer to the people on David's show is one free phone consultation with me that you can go to my website and contact me, and we'll set up a time and we can have a private conversation, and you'll get an additional private consultation with me at no charge if it's something you want to pursue. Because these changes that we're talking about, they really do require long term. And if it's not me, it'll be someone else that you'll find is there to support you. Because I really do believe that we all need help. You need to be with someone who's made the breakthroughs that you need to make, who can help you to make your next breakthrough. So it could be me, it could be someone else, but I really do find in my 40 years of doing this work that it takes someone to take you through. It's typically not something a person can really do on their own. You've got to find someone who's already there, and you can tell if they're there, you can feel the energy. You can feel the release. You can tell that they walk the walk, not just talk the talk. Anything else you want to cover, or are we good for now?
That's good.
All right, all right. You're on a good track. Thank you so much for your call.
Thank you.
You're welcome. All right, David, are you still on mute? Or are you there with us? Calling David.
Thank you, Tameka. God bless.
Thank you.
Oh, boy.
I'll keep listening.
That button twice tonight. Take care, honey.
Thanks. I'll keep listening.
Okay, great.
So what do you think about this stuff so far, David?
I think it's great.
What do you think
Bob?
About what we? Yeah. You think everybody's getting
really
some help from these conversations?
Yes, it's helping me too. Yeah.
Beautiful.
Thank you.
Beautiful.
Thank you. Our next caller is a Skype caller. All right.
Okay.
Let's see. What is your name, please? Caller, what is your name, please? Huh. Well, I don't know, Bob.
I'm not hearing anything.
No, I'm not either. Is your phone muted by any chance?
Not mine.
No. Well, that is the only other caller that we had.
Oh, okay. So does that mean that no one else is listening to the show?
No, other people are listening. We had other callers as well, but a lot of them dropped away. I think perhaps they had gotten what they wanted to get and hung up the line. But we do have other people listening. Mm-hmm. It's just that these are the callers that are in the queue to talk to you.
Okay.
And I don't know, one
so
more
would
chance.
You like to...
Scott, go ahead. What were you going to say?
I was just going to say, do you want to have a chat between you and I?
Not tonight. I'm too tired.
Okay.
Yeah, but thank
tell.
You very much. I appreciate the opportunity.
Sure.
Well, thank you for your input, and thank you for being on the show, Bob.
Oh, my
it's
pleasure.
Always a joy to have you.
My pleasure. Yeah, it's always great to be able to help who's over there.
Okay, well... Once again, we come. Oh, there we go. There's another caller. Let me go there. Area code 207. You're live. What is your first name,
evening.
Please?
Hey, good evening, Melissa.
Hi.
How
Melissa,
are you?
Hi
good
there.
Evening, Melissa. Wonderful, Melissa.
Hey.
You got in just in time. We were just going to wrap up. So how are you?
This was at the last
good for
moment.
You. Good for you. Good for you. So how can I be
a question?
Person?
Right.
Sure.
Why do I keep attracting jerks and seemingly not pleasant experiences to my life?
Well, you know, what we call attraction, you know, is a little too general. So every single experience that you encounter, we'll start with the experiences, then we can talk about the people. But every single experience that you encounter, is happening for one specific reason, to show you how you deal with it. Because if the same thing keeps happening, it means you're dealing with it in the same way. Because we create, you know, what happens to us is basically a reflection of what's going on inside of us. So as you start to notice, okay, a particular experience happened and it's difficult. All right. Well, you know, we can look at any difficult experience that you've had and we can unearth countless benefits, countless opportunities that it offers you, countless benefits, countless reasons to feel grateful for that particular experience, countless ways that it helps you and supports you. So then you would change it and say, well, why am I attracting all these great experiences? Well, because that's what life is about, supporting your growth and unfoldment into more and more joy comes your way. So, I mean, do you want to talk about one specific experience that you're having a challenge with?
Yeah, I want to be able to word this correctly without having to make it seem too long. My youngest daughter had a baby in January, and it's been a very tumultuous experience.
In what way?
Social services has been involved, not for abuse for the child, but for something else. And it's been very angst-producing.
Okay, so the first thing is you look at how are you reacting to it. Are you feeling a lot of anxiety about it?
Absolutely, yep.
Okay, so why are you feeling anxious about it? What are you afraid of?
Well, that they could
take
the baby. They could take the baby.
Okay, so what you want is the best possible outcome in the situation, right? Right?
Yep.
You want what's best. You want the best thing to happen for everybody involved. That's what you want the most.
Yeah.
So you want to take a look at this, at the fear and anxiety, and understand what it's accomplishing. Right? Mm. So the fear and anxiety is accomplishing the opposite of what you want.
Yep.
I'm not blaming you for it, right? But you're simply repeating an interior emotional psychological pattern that you've learned. And it's really not serving you. It's not serving you. So the problem that you're dealing with is internal. You've got to get into what we call right state, where you're surrendering the outcome to the universe, to God, with perfect trust, and you're letting go. You're not trying to. When you get hyper, when you get anxious, it's because you're getting too much into control. You're not trusting that the universe is actually a safe, supportive place. And that goes back to traumatic experiences you had in your childhood.
Yeah.
So what you want to do is you want to use this experience to grow, because when you grow through an experience, it's like you graduate to a higher level of experience. So if you continue to react in the painful ways you're reacting, worrying about it, anxious about it, worried, frustrated, turning it into all this emotional drama, right? That's the old you. Mm-hmm. And that's just going to continue to recreate more havoc, more chaos in your life.
Mm-hmm.
So you want to turn it over. You want to surrender control of the situation to the universe. Surrender control of the situation to God. Find some inner peace. Imagining outcomes you don't want.
Mm-hmm.
Because whatever you imagine,
it's difficult because you have these other humans telling you what is
good. Of course it's different. That's right. And the difficulty is the blessing. Okay? Because the more difficult the experience, the greater the opportunity for growth. So I like to think of it like this. Your soul is calling this experience to you because you really want to grow and liberate to be a positive healing force in your life and in the lives of others.
That's true.
And there's no other way that you can do this kind of growth than to grow in these circumstances and not to make excuses for faltering. I'm not talking about beating yourself up because you falter and you go into a panic attack. You don't beat yourself up, right? But at the same time, you don't make excuses like, okay, they're telling you this, so that's the situation. Your job is to be a point of order and peace in the sea of chaos that's surrounding you. The outer world will reflect the inner world. You know, like it says in the Bible, by your faith are you healed, not by your fear. So when you go into fear, it's because you're believing that you're powerless. You're believing that others have power over you. They don't. So you let
go of
that
belief. Such an easy illusion to fall into, though. It's very easy.
And that's right. But it's obviously time for you to emerge.
To change it.
Yeah. Now, not everybody in the world is going to change today. But one or two or three or 20 or 100 or 1,000 people are going to change today, and you could be one of them. So you want to stop classifying your experiences as bad.
Mm.
They're nothing but there's benefits in everything. There's benefits for your daughter. There's benefits for the baby.
Mm-hmm.
Every situation is inherently beneficial. It happens for us, not to us.
Mm-hmm.
And if you focus on what are the opportunities here, what are the benefits, what is there to be grateful for, right? And all of us, there's so much, and all of us are learning how to love without attachment. Because the attachment that we bring into love kills the love. Because with attachment, there's control. We're trying to control the other person. Beautiful people, beautiful things come and go in life. We never know how long we have anybody or any situation. So we want to learn how to love it, appreciate it, attach to it, to go through whatever grieving you have to go through to let it go. But right now, this very second, I want you to try to relax and feel like you're turning the whole situation over to God. You're letting God know, I did what I can. I can't keep driving myself crazy over this thing. I trust you. I trust peace. I trust love. I trust joy. And I'm finally going to commit to living in peace and love and joy and trusting that, not trusting anxiety and worry. And I'm going to work on my self-mastery through this situation. And anyone who can support you in this process will come to you automatically if you're open to receive the support. If you're really serious about wanting to grow through this and free yourself from all the suffering that you're going through in this whole process in order to be an agent of light and love and healing, you'll get all the support you need to do it. How are you feeling right now? A little
pretty
better?
Good. Yeah, a little better.
Okay. All right. So you had another question about a relationship or relationships?
No, just that was basically it.
And so it's the same thing as in relationships. You know, you were talking about attracting jerks or something like that. We just attract our mirror. That's all. So if somebody comes into your life and you're feeling angry and frustrated and negative toward them, whatever their behavior, if those are the reactions coming up in you, then those are the reactions you want to get clear of.
Mm-hmm.
Because that means you're withholding love from yourself
that's the biggest part. Mm-hmm.
That's the biggest part, is learning how to love yourself. And much of the work that I do is in helping people rebuild that ability that was taken away from them in early childhood when they felt they weren't good enough.
Mm-hmm.
And that starts to transform everything.
It's very interesting in my life.
Yeah.
It is helpful. Just to give you, when I was an
infant,
I went with my mother to live with her parents.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that interesting? And now this has happened.
It's circular. So you're seeing that you're getting the chance to revisit all those emotions that come up.
Mm-hmm.
So you can let them go and just trust the universe. The universe has your back. The universe is supporting you always. you're always serving your purpose just by being authentically who you are and by learning how to live in unconditional peace, love, and joy in the present moment. You'll be guided in that process if you really want to go through it. Right? There's nothing going wrong. There's nothing to be afraid of. Nothing can go wrong. Everything's going to work out for the best, but you have to treat yourself well in the process. And as you transform in that way, you'll get out of this cycle. And you'll find that you're creating new situations that reflect your greatest dreams coming true.
Okay.
All right?
Well, I'm glad that I called. I'm glad that I got in.
I'm glad you did, too.
Yeah.
It's nice to meet you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Melissa. All right.
Have a good night.
Whoops, I'm sorry, Melissa. Go ahead.
What were you going to say? I just said have a good night.
You have a good one, too. God bless.
Thank you.
There's one other caller at the beginning that said they just wanted to listen. Let me double check to make sure that's still the case.
Okay.
Hi, Beth. Did you want to talk or did you just want to listen?
I wanted to share something.
Okay, go for it.
Okay. I have a really bad problem with swearing, and I don't want to swear, but I do. And I was beaten a lot as a child and exposed to a lot of anger from my father. And now I've broken my ankle and I'm flat in bed with my leg elevated so that it will heal. And I'm trying to let go of anger. I had a healing and some anger was removed. And some lack of self-forgiveness was removed. But the swearing, I don't want to do it. And it's just like the first thing that comes out of my mouth. It's like reflex. And when my father used to beat me, when my father used to beat me, I used to go off by myself and swear my head off in anger. And now I don't want to swear, and I can't stop.
Okay, well, let me tell you something that might be of interest to you. And it has been scientifically demonstrated that swearing eases pain.
Huh.
Swearing you did in childhood was instinctive wisdom. Scientifically demonstrated. So what you're doing is you're just instinctively relieving yourself of pain by swearing.
Okay.
Now, so it's a self-comforting pattern you learned in early childhood.
Yeah.
But now, it sounds like you're like your father in trying to punish yourself for using bad words.
Yeah, I can't.
Why are you not okay with swearing?
Well, you know, it says in the Bible kind of not to use profane language. And I was brought up really religious. And
But it also says in the Bible, forgive yourself. It also says in the Bible, you're totally forgiven. It also says in the Bible to love yourself. Do you love yourself all the time?
Well, I'm working on it.
Okay, so you're working on swearing too. That's the best you can do. But you know, you want to watch out for how you're interpreting the Bible. Because there's all kinds of ways to be profane. And just because we in the United States have decided that certain words are profane, that doesn't mean that we're speaking profanity before God.
Oh.
Speaking profanity before God is a whole different trip.
Okay,
so this is, you're talking about social mores, not biblical teachings.
Okay.
So remember that there is actually scientific proof that swearing relaxes and eases pain. causes pain to subside more quickly.
Oh.
Right? Now, if you don't want to swear, you can make up new words. So
okay.
As soon as you catch yourself swearing, say, oh, gobbledygook. Say, meatballs. Say, pasta. Say, tomato sauce. But say it with the same intensity. Say, floor wax. Tell someone to go somewhere, you tell them to go pick his nose. Right? Isn't laughter
yeah.
good medicine for the soul? Yeah.
So
you just make up your own words. Make up curse words that only you know are curse words. Only you know what they mean. Shlomamba labam. Make up your own words. Cha-cha-cha. Oh, cha-cha-cha. And people will think you're a dance teacher, but you know you're relieving your pain.
Okay. That's
use
a good
different
idea.
Words. Use different words, but it has to be with the same intention.
Okay.
Right? You can say, that guy is a son of a pickle. Right?
Yeah, I
oh,
guess
donut.
I need to let up on myself a little bit.
Absolutely. You're being so hard on yourself. The Bible is a good book, but it's not good if you beat yourself over the head with it.
Mm.
Yeah, it's all about love. It's all about
okay.
joy. It's all about forgiveness.
Okay.
Okay?
Right.
So you were very,
thank
very
you.
Instinctively wise as a child. That was instinctive wisdom. That's like when little kids are needing calcium, they would sometimes bite into walls that had calcium in the paint. You
yeah.
do instinctive wisdom, and you just carried it forward. So now just make up new words, but make sure you declare them with the same intensity and have fun with
okay.
it.
Okay.
If you can make it, if you can make yourself laugh with a funny word, it's worth it.
Well, thank you so much. That was very helpful.
You are so welcome. I'm so glad you called.
And I'm glad I had my microphone muted because I was laughing my head off. That's wonderful, Beth. Thank you for bringing that to the fore. We appreciate
okay.
it. Right. Have a good night, honey.
Thank you.
And we
you
do
have
another
have
caller,
as
Bob.
Well.
Thank
okay,
you.
Okay, ready?
Okay, let me go to that line. And area code 347, you're live. What is your first name, please?
Oh, hi, this is Katie. Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome,
hi,
Katie.
How are you?
I'm great. I was loving the conversation. I was just listening.
Oh, gobbledygook.
And I thought it was so funny. I thought it was so funny. But I was like, you know what? Maybe I'll ask the question.
Great.
I am so, okay, so I am very aware of, say, beliefs I have or like transferred energy and things that I kind of absorb from, say, my mother and things like that as a kid. And I'm interested in releasing them. And because they're not
that's
my
good.
Own
that's
and I don't,
good.
You know, I don't agree with them. They're not serving me. And she doesn't even believe
exactly.
them. She's not even living by them. So like, why should I live by,
wow.
you know, like, why should I live by these beliefs?
Yeah.
And, you know, so I am just looking to get free and I'm trying to, I'm just interested in learning different things like, cord cutting or whatever it is, or just ways to change beliefs or release energy and things like that, and kind of just just be my own person without guilt.
Good. Good for you.
Yeah.
So how can I be
of
service? How can I help you? What would you like help
with? Well, okay, so something I keep doing and I kind of get upset with myself is so if I say, for example, I may want to do something, and right now my money isn't that great, but I'll tell myself that I can't afford it. And I don't like that. I don't like, like I have a, I don't know if it's because I have a fear of that I won't, that money won't come back to me, or is it
So you're experiencing some sort of scarcity feelings and thinking?
Yes, but
you're feeling insecure about abundance?
Yes.
Is that right? Okay. So get in touch with your feelings right now when it comes to abundance. Can you feel your insecurity around it yet right now?
Yeah.
You can feel it. Okay. So let yourself feel it. I'm going to show you a process, okay? Let yourself feel
okay.
it. And really open up to that. What does it feel like? Does it feel like fear, lack, low self-worth?
No, it feels
it's
like a debate, kind of like a pulling. Like one part of me feels like I don't have the money for it, and then another part of me feels like, well, I'm gonna get the money for it. It's like I don't know if I'm saying. It's like I'm in a little tug of war.
Yeah. So the what you want to be looking at is the fact that you don't need it.
I don't need it?
You don't need it.
Oh. Well, no, it's a good thing. It wasn't like a...
doesn't matter what it is. If you're in conflict over it, you don't need it. Let it go.
Right, but the thing is, I don't know if I'm in conflict because I always was told no to things that I wanted. It's not that I don't actually have the money. I actually do have the money. It's just that maybe
but
I'm
you don't
planning.
Once you get into conflict, don't go into like analyzing why am I feeling this way, right? Because that takes you into your head.
Mm-hmm.
Now you're trying to figure it out.
Right.
As soon as you're in conflict over something, let it go. You don't need it. What you need is inner peace. What you need is feelings of inner harmony, inner congruence, inner joy, and inner peace, inner contentment, comforter. You need comfort, inner comfort, right? When you're in that place of inner peace and inner harmony, you're in the flow of abundance. As soon as you get into conflict, you're blocking the flow of abundance.
Okay, so you're saying don't analyze it.
Feeling level. Don't analyze it. Stay on the feeling level.
Okay.
If you feel a conflict, if you ever feel a conflict about a choice or about a thing or about a purchase, right?
Yeah.
You don't need it. Let it go. Let it go. Because what you want to do is you want to let go of the conflict.
Right, but let me tell you what it is.
But this is what?
Sure. So I feel like it's like me and my mother and me, like my inner child, and then the mother's being the person saying no. And I feel like it's a war because I want to say yes, but I think I'm programmed to say no.
Okay, and so what I'm suggesting is don't even go into identifying this as you or your mother. As soon as you feel conflict, okay?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You want to stay on the feeling level. That's the secret. That's the key.
Mm-hmm.
Staying on the feeling level. As soon as you feel conflict, that means you're overstepping your own boundaries. All of our feelings, our feelings are nothing but guidance.
Mm-hmm.
And an uncomfortable feeling is telling you, stop, go back, turn around, not this way.
Huh.
So rather than trying to win the debate, let the whole issue go because you've got to feel whole and congruent and content present moment. So you let it go. That's an attachment.
Uh-huh.
You let it go. You don't need it. And then you'll find that as you stay in this place of inner peace and contentment, and this is essentially what I coach people to do in my work, is how to get deeper and deeper into that,
mm-hmm.
you'll find the flow of abundance there. And you'll find something that we call the PRM, your perfect response mechanism. So what that means is that as you're living in your feelings in the present moment and you're staying free of inner conflict, you will always intuitively know 100% what to do and there'll be no conflict about it. You will have intuitive knowing of what to do, and there'll be no conflict. As soon as you're feeling conflict, that's a no. That's your sign, your body, the feelings in your body, that's your sign. It's like the universe is giving you a red light. Let it go. Don't go now. And don't go into analyzing, is this me, is this my mother, is this my programming? Should I get it? Should I not get it? Am I depriving myself? Am I not loving myself?
Right, but I feel like if I don't know, a part of me just feels like I kind of just have to ignore that voice, because if that voice comes up for everything, I wouldn't do anything.
You see, now you're worrying. That's worry. Let that go too. You just live in the present moment. You see? Yeah, you're learning a new way to live. You want to function at a higher level of wisdom,
right?
You want to live in the higher energies of joy and fulfillment and peace. You don't need to buy anything to get you there. You need to be there, and you want to come from there.
But no,
so
I wanted,
as you let go of it.
It's not a buying thing. It's like I was trying to think about this healing thing I might want to do, is to heal, really.
Okay, you're feeling conflict about going, though.
No, it's just that I had a say, for example, I just had a goal of saving a certain amount of money, and but I also just want to heal fast or change things fast. So it's like, well, I want to do that.
What do you want to heal? What do you want to change?
I want to. It's like a. Well, basically, what I said I wanted to change earlier what I had said I wanted to do. So I know they have it's like a workshop coming up somewhere, and then
you don't need it. I just told you how to do it. You don't even need that. You don't need it. I just told you how to do it. Stay out of inner conflict.
What did you say? So you just saying like, so if I have inner conflict, you just say, just let whatever
that's
that
a
is
red light.
Go.
That's right. That's your red light. You're being guided by the infinite intelligence of the universe through your feelings of intuition. Don't try to ignore the voice. As soon as there's conflict, go into peace.
I don't feel it's even my voice.
It doesn't matter whose voice it is. Go into peace. Go into stillness. Go into inner silence.
Uh-huh.
Just be in inner silence and let go of the decision. It's not for you to make. It's not the right time.
Uh-huh.
See, in my work, I teach people how to follow the guidance of the universe, how to surrender to God.
Huh.
And you're learning how to do that right now. For free.
I get that.
Yeah, it's good to get that.
But that thought comes up over anything. Like if I want a juice from the store, it comes up. You get one, like
good.
It comes
don't
up.
Do it. Fine, then don't do it. Stay in peace. You don't need what you were going to buy. Stay in peace. Because what's happening is you're getting trapped in indecision. And indecision
yeah.
is always the wrong decision.
Yeah, I am. Yeah,
you're trying to come from the head instead of the heart. You're learning to open your heart. You're learning to live in joy and love and peace. And the feeling of intuitive guidance, where you feel in your gut, when you know what's right to do, that doesn't come from going back and forth in a debate in your head. You've already learned it. You said you wanted to learn this. The universe is giving it to you right now. You don't even have to go to that course. You just saved a ton of money. You can send it to me.
You know what? Thank
I'm
you.
Just kidding.
Thank you.
I'm just kidding.
You know what else I'm getting
kidding,
as I'm talking to you? That
what?
Say for, you know, your heart chakra, and when you're feeling love, I think when I'm feeling love or just abundance of joy, I say
mm-hmm.
yes to myself more, and I'm more generous to myself, and there's less of a debate when I'm feeling happy.
Well, happy birthday. Waking up. Here you are. You just had an awakening.
Yeah, I
you're
get
laughing,
that.
You're laughing yourself awake. You're laughing yourself in the joy of awakening. Isn't this divine?
Yeah, I need to get in touch with my happy feelings.
Yeah, it's so simple.
Yes, and then that voice doesn't even come up.
No, you want inner silence. But you don't get to inner silence by stifling the voice. You just let go of the whole thing. And remember, peace, joy, love, in a flowing energy in your heart, that's abundance. That's liberation. That's the path you belong on. That's your guidance.
Well, thank you. I'm gonna work on that.
You're welcome. Yes. It's good work. It's fun work. Work
instead
and joy. It's good work. You're welcome.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. I love to leave them laughing.
Katie,
thank you for calling. Thanks.
I'm glad
thanks.
You got in under the wire.
I'm glad too. Thank you so much. Thank you both.
You're welcome.
God
You're
bless.
Welcome.
Well, Bob, I thank you again.
Yes.
And wasn't it providence that we got a few more callers there?
Yeah, I guess we better get off the line quick before we get another one.
All right. Well, with that said, let's come to a close and pause and reflect on the idea that we're all united through the diverse tapestry of our individual gifts. There's no real thing as separation except in our own minds. We are each unique expressions of the ultimate source of our beings. We are spiritual beings having a human experience who can and will have a spiritual experience when we let it be. Have a great week, and remember, whatever you dream, you can realize. Good night, Bob.
Good night, David. Thank you.
God bless everybody.